The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Give them the old double whammy, days and busy. Back since the days of old Methuselah, everyone loves the big bamboozler.
Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
All right, welcome, my friends, to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Today, it's did you know that Official Stories, that book by our friend Liam Sheff, has a sequel? Yeah, and it's happening in real time on radio today as we discuss all of the things he's, well, all many of them, I guess, that he's investigating for the sequel. And Super Don, do we have Liam Sheff ready to rock and roll with us today?
Is he? Are you there, Liam?
You ready to razzle-dazzle us?
Hello?
Hello, Liam.
No, Liam could not come.
Who is this?
This is Felipe J. Government.
Felipe J. Government. We haven't heard from Felipe in a long time. Oh, my gosh. What have you done with Liam? Did you put Liam in that closet where they found the smallpox box at FDA?
Liam can come out of the closet anytime. That's his business. Now, Robert.
Yes.
I understand you're talking about nationalized health care. It is so important that the people get the nationalized health care immediately. Because, number one, we only have 300 million smallpox vaccines. So if everybody gets it twice, you're out of luck. You have to get in line now.
So you believe, Felipe J. Government, that indeed that discovery in the closet at FDA, which, by the way, the CDC is first testing the smallpox to see if it can replicate and cause infection before they promise, pinky promise, that they're going to destroy it, that we don't have enough vaccination for everybody.
No, we have enough. I pinky promise, I double a dog dare swear that everybody is going to be okay. If you trust the government, the Libya government, listen, I have to go. I have to get an anthrax vaccine in my cookies. Goodbye.
Bye, Felipe J. Government. I hope he survives this one. It's nice to hear from him occasionally. Super Don, can you see if you can bring up Liam? I think you hit the wrong button when we asked for Liam.
All right, Liam, are you there?
Hello, this is Liam.
That doesn't sound like Liam. That sounds like me pretending that I'm Liam.
I was coming out of the closet. How are you?
Okay. Welcome, my friend. Welcome back.
What did they have in the closet? 300 vials?
No, they had... I don't know how many vials, but they had an old box filled with shoes and evidently cans of smallpox.
Cans of smallpox, yes.
Cans of smallpox vaccine or cans of smallpox?
No, the actual smallpox.
At the FDA? Well, they'll use that to stop the zombie apocalypse.
Actually, it was the CDC.
The CDC has it now, but they found it in an FDA lab or a closet. Yeah, because the NIH used to control it, or somehow the FDA now has it, and they called up and said, "Hey, look what we found."
It was an old rusty lunchbox in the refrigerator in the break room, I think.
Okay. So what did you have to say about that? I have to admit, I was reorganizing the shoes in my own closet in the first hour. So what's the upshot of that?
Well, okay, first the absurdity of, we didn't know it was there, and it's a box, we find it in a closet just suddenly, out of nowhere. And then secondarily, today we see news about sort of promotional, it's like sort of trial ballooning. Oh my gosh, we've got these advanced ways to address smallpox now. We've already stockpiled enough vaccine for everybody in America, and then we've got some new things we're working on, and I find it, the cynical me says, maybe this is a psychological operation again to say, hey, can we frighten the people into accepting the smallpox vaccine campaign again?
Right. Well, right. So have they relaunched a new flu? You know what I'm saying? Have they relaunched a new flu? It's been a little while, so they'll probably do that. You know, one of the things that they muck around with a lot is the HIV thing. And now what they're doing in the gay community is they've launched this pre-exposure prophylaxis. Now, I know that people in the audience don't know what this is because it's too crazy to explain to people who haven't been indoctrinated quite religiously, as Don said, that funny little religious clip from George Carlin in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But people have been indoctrinated religiously all their lives with a myth. And I'm not talking about Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha or any other thing. I'm talking about another myth that we talk about on the show. So mm-hmm. The gay community is now essentially going to be doing chemotherapy in case they ever get cancer. That's what pre-exposure prophylaxis is. Robert, have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah. And they did this with breast cancer with tamoxifen to kind of expand this idea that it's not a treatment, but it could be a prevention to keep you on chemotherapy to prevent getting cancer and dying from the treatment for that cancer, which would be what? Chemotherapy. But, yeah, they're utilizing these drugs in altered dosages and altered combinations that were, you know, are toxic enough to kill a healthy person. But if you reduce the dose enough, you could survive for longer periods of time on it and claim success.
Hey, Don, did either of you see that new Riddick movie?
The last one, I think I did. Yeah, it came out.
Who's the guy? He could see like he could see in the dark. That one.
Yeah, I like these movies. They're fun to watch, and Vin Diesel's always good to watch in that role. So he ends up as always stranded on an alien planet with terrible aliens that are trying to kill everything. And he finds one and he kills it, and it produces poison. So he slowly accustoms himself to the poison by putting poison.
Right. I did see that, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good sort of silent movie opening, right? It's called Riddick. Now, the thing that they don't tell you is you don't really get used to poison. You get poisoned. you slowly get sick, but it does mean that if you become bitten by something that's poisonous, it won't have such a strong immediate effect on you. You'll just always be a little bit poisoned. It's not like, hey, I'm fine. I'm used to rattlesnake venom. So what they're doing in the gay community now, what they really do with all of us is they accustom us to poison. That's what all the pesticides are. That's what the glyphosate is. But now in the gay community, they're giving AIDS drugs. I think that one of them is called Truvada. You know, this has been going on for so long. I did a real report on this when they were still in the animal study stages where they're using, I think, macaques, monkeys. And it was just outstandingly Monty Python-esque, fake research. I didn't think they'd get anywhere with it. But, they managed to run it through a human trial. And it's just, you have no idea what anybody's talking about. So they're going to give people AIDS drugs. AIDS drugs are black box labeled drugs. That means they've killed people at normal. Now, I don't know why, I still don't know why liberals can't hear this, but, all I want to say is, my friends, you've been lied to. AIDS drugs kill people. I don't know how else to tell you. I mean, AIDS drugs kill people. Just go up and look nevirapine toxicity online and get, have a sandwich bag, a paper bag next to you so you can vomit into it. I mean, you have people's skin coming off.
Liam, I've got, by the way, I'm just announcing now, Dr. Nick Gonzalez is coming back on the show tomorrow along with Dr. King. And, the nevirapine issue is interesting because as you were covering this and uncovering this, and Celia Farber was writing about it, and I was learning all about these things, the whole corruption within the NIH about studying nevirapine to prevent what they called HIV transmission from mother to child was killing the subjects in this study and the children. It was horrific what was happening. And when I tipped off Dr. Nick Gonzalez all these years ago in New York about the fact that they had transferred those people, those NIH researchers from that African Ugandan trial, PIVNET as they called it, to his study in Columbia, in New York City, to monitor his study of enzymes and other things to address pancreatic cancer. I mean, it was a cluster, you know what, that was going on. So this stuff goes deep and wide, and all the places it goes, it ends up in death. And so the corruption, I think, as you said, the liberals tend to what? Worship government or worship institutions. They may have abandoned the religion of their youth, but they have adopted the religion. I'll call it, borrowing from John Rappaport, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism at this point. And to your point, it's not that we don't like liberals. That's not the point at all. It's like, for some reason, they have this worshipful status of these so-called scientists. Is that kind of the way to say it?
Yeah. You know, liberals have their religion, and they're because we're secular. You know, I'm liberal because liberals are secular, and we don't really believe the literal what they call historicity, which just means is it literally true, historically true, of things like the Bible or the Quran or, you know, the Tao Te Ching. And we don't take them as poetry or take them as myth from ancient cultures. But, you know, when you get rid of that, your mind seeks, and I guess liberals don't know this, they actually think that we're rational, but we're not. We're an irrational, myth-making species. Now, conservatives have their problems, too. I mean, conservatives are the big government people who think they're small government people. You know, they want government waging war all over the world for they're like, you know, what Smedley Butler complained about. You know, you want us waging war all over the world so that we can sell our bananas, our genetically modified bananas in Iowa, home of Jeffrey Smith. Can you imagine this?
Yeah, incredible. I know. This is something we're going to talk more about. Of course, this hour, Liam Sheff is with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don is there making it sound so good. Matt is on the board if you want to call in, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. And of course, religious beliefs, they operate within governmental medical institutions. And we're going to dismantle them some more after the break. Stick around, lots more healing to go right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff, Super Don, and more. Stick around, tell your friends.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Bugger all. And that's for our friends listening in UK Health Radio, of course, here. Liam's sticking around here. We got a lot to do this hour. Liam, you wrote an article. We published it also at robertscottbell.com about Bono and Africa and Catholics and Protestants and AIDS. It's like, how do we make sense of all of this?
Yeah, we're all going to be genetically altered lab rats for freedom, is the article. Soon. Now, so Bono, who was born to a Protestant and a Catholic parent at the height of the Troubles in Ireland. He was born in 1960. The Troubles were gunfight in the streets and assassinations and murders and bombing between the Protestants and the Catholics. And there's an undercurrent there that's deeper than I understand, and much ink has been spilt on it as well as blood. So he probably felt that he was rejecting some aspect of religion and wanting to be intelligent and secular and above it all. But, you know, he's pretty religious in his pop songs. He'll, you know, 40 is Psalm 40 and She Works in Mysterious Ways, et cetera, Cult of the Virgin Mary, that sort of thing. So that's in the music. And I thought he was just a tremendous poet and musician until about, I don't know, 1993. And then I don't know what happened to them, but that's a different story. He became a champion for after Live Aid, where they really gained worldwide fame in 1985, which was really running to raise food money for Africa. After that, he became brought in the way Angelina Jolie has to be a spokesperson for Africa. just funny because he's not African, as far as I know. And he's never lived in Africa, except maybe he's visited, and doesn't have their problems, you know, because he has clean water and plenty of food and plenty of money. And what else do you need in life? Apparently AIDS drugs. So they got him, and I mean, I've listened to him lecture people about how they need HIV tests and AIDS drugs and how fairness will be getting AIDS drugs to everybody. But liberals never say, no, conservatives don't either. I just don't think it's much of an issue for them. But liberals never really say, what is an AIDS drug? I mean, it's not a piece of magical candy invented at Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, is it? You know, It's not an everlasting gobstopper that tastes like a million different meals and makes you happy and full. No, it's a chemotherapy drug that kills your bone marrow, strips your gut, destroys your liver, and leaves you aching and dead within months if you take it at high enough doses. And that's what they used to do. That's why there's an AIDS quilt, because a couple hundred thousand gay men took AZT in 1987 to 1994, and they all died very quickly. Then they stopped giving that drug, and guess what? The AIDS death rate went way down. That's why we don't have an AIDS quilt every year, because they stopped killing gay men with AZT. Liberals at TED Talks and these sorts of things, they just don't get this, because AIDS is a religion, and AIDS drugs are a religious proxy, the same way that vaccination is a religion. So you'll never see somebody speaking at a TED Talk about vaccination, because it's a religion to the left. Now Bono has grabbed on to the idea of food, which some of us have been saying, well, they don't have any clean water or food over in Africa. So he says, well, they need food. Guess what kind of food they need, Robert?
Monsanto's genetically modified food.
Well, only a fool would say, oh, look what Bono said. Yes, they need they need genetically modified food, because they can't grow the amaranth and millet and plantains and gourds and roots and sweet potatoes that would grow and give them enough vitamin A. So let's genetically modify a banana to make it have a little bit more vitamin A, but never mind a sweet potato, which can grow anywhere and has more vitamin A than 100 bananas, even the genetically modified bananas. Screw that. Let's make money for Cargill and Syngenta. At least that's what Bono said. He's been rightly called out and criticized by activist posts, by a good journalist over there, a name I'll have to get for the next segment. I like to congratulate people when they actually do journalism. Radhi Ananda, R-A-D-Y Ananda. And it's linked from the article. We're all going to be genetically altered lab rats for freedom soon. Robert Stepo.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that and more. In fact, just heard from Professor Peter Duesberg as well. I need to send him your article here. He'll enjoy it as well. Talking about the AIDS religion, the liberals' belief in science as religion, maybe some others. What is the Protestant Catholic version? How does it play in through Bono in the embracing of GMO food? This is a wild story, guys and gals. Give it a listen, tell your friends, and we'll be back with more powerful healing after this brief break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're talking, I say religious beliefs today again with Liam Schiaff, who does investigations, I'd say, unlike anybody, but really the way he brings it about, we appreciate here. And, of course, the book Official Stories, if you have not gotten it, you are probably totally new to this show. And the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, in the article, we're talking about as well about Bono and Africa and the AIDS religion. We talked about it in terms of the left looking at it. But then again, Bono's got a history. And you talk about Irish, whether it be Catholic, Protestant, the views on lower chakras within, you know, the hardcore Judeo-Christian perspectives. And again, we know that beliefs run all across the board there. You interview 100 people in one church, you'll find 100 different answers on a lot of things. But I want to ask you, Liam, how does this play out in terms of guilt, shame associated with that area of function of humanity, sexuality, how it plays in not only the AIDS religion, but Bono now looking and going, yeah, they need GMO food. I mean, somehow it relates. I'm just not sure I get it.
It's an embrace of the religion of scientific secularism. So the thing that very religious people who adhere to the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or the Bhagavad Gita have is that they have a worldview that is more ancient than the current worldview. So if you come along and tell them this is new and so it's better, they say, well, that's not necessarily true. I know some stuff that's very old and was very bad, and some stuff that was very old that was very good. So we have to take a long view. And we've seen fakers come along, and we've seen liars come along. And we've seen people claiming to be great come along who were killed. So I'm not going to crucify somebody just because you say you don't want me to listen to them, right, as we were talking about Duisberg before, or Andy Wakefield. So that's an interesting, I think, advantage that very religious people have over the secular, liberal, or even conservative scientific elite, the people who trust them. So Bono's out there trusting Bill Gates and shaking hands and making deals with Cargill and Syngenta and Monsanto to infiltrate Africa and steal their land from them, to genetically modify crops, sell them to the West, and destroy the soil. You want to see what famine looks like? We're really on our way to figuring out what a worldwide famine looks like. As monocrop genetically modified foods fail across several continents, we'll learn what a plague is. It's probably going to happen within the next 20 years. I don't know a way out of it. You know, that's just what happens when you monocrop. It's happened over and over again, and we had a version of it during the Dust Bowl period because of the way that they were monocropping. And the only way they fixed that was not to fix it. They just started draining the Ogallala. I wasn't gargling. Ogallala Aquifer, which is now mostly drained. So we're on our way to figure out what a medieval plague looks like, and no vaccine will stop it when it's driven by pestilence and hunger. Okay, so that's good news. Now, the other good news, of course, is that we're always wrong about everything in the West and really around the world. Bono's, you know, bailiwick was, whether he recognized it or not, I think the thing he had in common with the notion of Africans get sick because they have sex is that, you know, that if you've ever dated a Catholic or a hardcore, you know, Irish Protestant, you know, this is rough stuff. You know, the guilt and shame around sex comes out of the Torah, the Old Testament, which was reinterpreted. And the funny thing is sort of non-evangelical Christians, what you call progressive Christians, don't have this worldview, because it's in the Bible. You're supposed to, if you really sort of go along with the left, you know, you have to have like a reading lens for this giant crazy book. And the reading lens is that if Jesus or Joshua, whatever his name was, came along, he made it so you don't have to listen to Leviticus anymore. And Leviticus are the 300, 400, or 500 rules, whatever it is, that tell you everything that's wrong and every way you must sacrifice an animal and all the people you must kill if they do one wrong thing. It's always homosexuals. It's always women. They're always the first to be punished. And people not in the tribe. And the tribe was, of course, the tribe of Israel. Well, everybody thinks they're in their, you know, the God's chosen tribe, no matter what tribe you're in. So it doesn't matter if you're Jewish, non-Jewish, or whatever. Evangelical Christians think that if you're not in their tribe, a.k.a. you're dark-skinned or homosexual, and they deny this, but they think that you get sick when you have certain kinds of sex. And I've been reading the evangelical websites on any number of things, and they'll tell you that, you know, gay guys get AIDS because they have anal sex. Not because they take fistfuls of antibiotics, which will kill you, but because they've had anal sex in their lives. Well, sorry, a lot of heterosexuals have, and they don't get AIDS. And the reason is because they don't follow it. They don't put benzene up their colons, and they don't follow it with hand. Oh, sorry. Adult warning. You forgot, Robert. I just realized.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. This is an adult intellectual discussion about the viewpoints, you know, that shape our world and shape our worldview, whether it be from a religious historical perspective or whatever. But again, bringing it back to the terrain, the law of the terrain, the idea that you can poison the body and not get sick is an absurd notion. But then you could say, well, it's because of a morality that differs from your own. That's the reason they're being punished. But we can explain it physiologically is because you've done some things that could be argued might not be the most hygienic practices. But if you follow on with that, with the disruption of the normal immune system by wiping the gut flora completely out with drugs, antibiotics are one of them. They're chemotherapeutic agents. Emphasis not so much on therapy as much chemo. But again, your point I should reemphasize here is that we know why those people, if I can say it that way, got sick. And there's certain things in history that have indicated, well, it might be better to have hygienic practices, even in the medical community when they fought by the era of Semmelweis, not to wash their hands after they cut up on the cadavers and then delivered babies. I mean, this goes beyond the realm of any one particular religion, but at the same time, it encompasses certain dogmas that are out there.
Sure. So if we're considering anal sex to be less hygienic than vaginal sex, I guess people would say it depends on how you do it. Now, I'm not a practitioner, but if you are, you know, just figure out how to do it. I use the aloe stuff, the antibiotic, the coconut oil is antibacterial, all that kind of stuff, and I would wash. But that's not my business. You know, I'm not really here to tell people how to or not to not enjoy sex, because vaginal sex can be unhygienic if you don't do the same thing. Maybe most women have yeast infections, slight cases of chlamydia, or the inflammatory thing of the urinary tract infections. You know, mm-hmm. So all sex is potentially unhygienic. You know, you single out one kind and say it's unnatural, unhygienic. Listen, all kinds of problems happen from every kind of sex, but the left has now been worrying about a kind of STD that you don't know that you have. And they've been worrying about this for 30 years. And they invented a notion about 30 years ago that gay men were mysteriously getting sick for reasons that nobody could explain, and it was a sexually transmitted virus that didn't show up on your genitals, that you didn't know that you had, that you don't know how it makes you sick, and that you have to go to the priest and get tested for. By priest, I mean the clinician who gives you a test that doesn't come up positive for anything. It comes up positive for everything. They then give you two of the same tests, and they send it to the government agency. And at that point, it's official. I got to tell you, Robert, you know how HIV tests are validated? You send them into the government. That's it. And it's on record, so it's official. You know, it's like a census. You make up a name, you report it, then that person exists. So HIV tests aren't specific, and you can look that up online by looking up HIV test false positive, cross-reactivity, HIV test fraud. Go to Alberta Reappraising AIDS site and read the 300, 500, 600 citations from the medical literature at this point on AIDS, HIV tests and AIDS drugs. Enjoy your 3 weeks of reading, and when you come up, you can send us all a thank you letter for telling it in very simple terms. They don't work. But the left wants you to use condoms all the time. But now, it's not that there aren't STDs. There are STDs. Now, the left is very strange because they actually want you to have sex without regard to the thing you really want to have sex for. And the thing you really want to have sex for is not intercourse. I know that they've taught us this, but the reason people actually go and make out with somebody and get close is, at least physiologically, they want to be held, they want cuddling, they want all the playful things that go along with sex, because that long-term stuff, all that holding and touching and kissing and, as what did Journey call it? You know, hugging, remember that?
Love and touch and squeezing.
All the loving, touching, and squeezing produces dopamine and oxytocin and endorphins, and it heals our bodies and it makes us feel better. The insertive act is shorter, and yeah, it can bring you to a quick plateau, but you know.
But Liam, are you talking about the I word, intimacy?
I'm talking about intimacy. That's the thing we really want.
Yeah.
I mean, and the left says just put a condom on it and have sex with whomever you want. What do you mean? I wouldn't have sex with somebody, I wouldn't have intercourse with somebody quickly. I wouldn't have intercourse with somebody unless we already were really connecting. and had been for a period of time. And also, I don't know how to tell you this, but I would be doing a visual inspection. Now, I don't need to give you any more details than that because it is sort of a PG-13 show. But if you're not spending enough time to do a visual inspection, ladies, gentlemen, I don't know what you're doing. You know, don't fumble around in the dark for a piece of plastic and think that that's going to make you feel better. People, if you want any sexual morality from me, it's take your time and fool around for a while.
Well, get to know somebody.
Take your time and fool around for a while before you go all the way. I mean, you know, really, because you'll learn a lot in that warm-up. Don't just jump into it. But liberals, I mean, I quote, there's an article that I have called Condoms in the Hive Mind. Hive Mind. Because we're supposed to be in a hive mind. And right there on one of the gay websites, it tells you that people just jump out of bed, especially gay men, they're talking about, jump out of bed because they don't want any intimacy to form. So they use a condom, have your penetrative sex, and then get out of bed, because if you don't, you'll have intimate feelings. Well, so what?
Liam, what's the motivation of the so-called liberal left in this regard to eliminate intimacy from those human interactions?
It's Leviticus again. I mean, they're enacting the old biblical thing. It's subterranean. It's subliminal. It's what, you know, Don opened the show with, is about the God who loves you but wants you to die and suffer.
But could it be about this, Liam?
The Lord Jehovah has given unto you these 15. Oh. 10 commandments.
Oh, thanks, Mel Brooks, for putting perspective on that. We've got another segment to go here. We've got obviously talking about some, I don't know where to place this, but the discussion is always fascinating and interesting. I hope you're enjoying it, too, thinking clearly about things that other people have tried to program you with, and we're trying to let you in, have some insights into that. Maybe you'll think differently. We'll be back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy filler. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We had to do that. We had to bring in some Journey, didn't we, with the topic. Listen, I just want you to think, you know, I'm not one that, and Liam, I don't believe you are either. I mean, when we talk about these subjects, is it that we want people to think the way we think or not? I mean, literally, I want them to think about the things that they believe in, and maybe it reinforces their beliefs or maybe it causes you to question it. But, I mean, how much in my life did I have to question about the pharmaceutical church before I woke up and did things differently to be healthy and vital enough to do what I do on the show 6 days a week over these past number of years?
I
don't know. What do you say?
Apologies, so I just got thrown off. So I got to go back to where we were. The audience is, they're all grown ups and they can handle it. And if they can't,
okay.
you can write Robert Scott Bell at
right. Yeah.
At whitehouse.gov.
All right. Well, let's talk about the liberal fear. What do they fear the most here? Because obviously this may upset some of our friends on the left, but they need to hear it, I believe.
Well, conservatives have their own rules about sex, and they're hypocritic rules, and they don't make any sense. And George Carlin and Bill Maher, they've all criticized the hard right conservative rules about no sex before marriage, so people end up having more sex, anal sex, more oral sex, more STDs, right? Instead of saying sex is normal and you should all be able to enjoy sexual experiences. Now, the reason the Journey song came in is because sexual experiences are not putting the peg into the hole. Sexual experience is the whole thing. It really is the love and touching and squeezing. You really should be spending more time developing a feeling for people, for, you know, what it is to care about somebody, for all that wonderful oxytocin and dopamine and endorphin stuff you produce through longer-lasting affection. You know, the last thing you want to jump to, really, the last thing you want to jump to is putting latex on yourself and pumping away for a few seconds and then wondering what happened. You know, that's just a disaster. But liberals have been trained that sex is fine. You're supposed to be able to have sex. they've interpreted this through the lens of Leviticus 2, which is sex is shameful, so put plastic on yourself, put it in, and then you can do it with anybody. There are two things that liberals fear the most. One is HIV testing, and the other is pregnancy. So, because, you know, to have a child is a big commitment, and it takes you away from your second PhD or your master's degree or all the things that you're interested in on your iPod. And I'm liberal. I get it. You know, I mean, I'm a researcher. I like reading, and I like my free time and all that kind of stuff. So I understand not wanting to have kids, and the myth that we all have to have kids just because we can is just, like, it's ridiculous. We can all play basketball, but we're not all going to end up in the NBA. I know, you don't like that metaphor, but the liberals go this way. Oh my God, HIV, make sure the homosexuals get HIV tested. We'll clap and we'll say, yay, good for you, you're responsible. Also the Africans. Yeah, make sure all the Africans get it. Meanwhile, the liberal kids don't. It's a myth. They don't do it. The thing they're afraid of is pregnancy. And one of the things I was told growing up is that, really not until my 20s, actually, was that pre-ejaculate fluid, which comes out before the gudungun, is full of semen and can get somebody pregnant. Well, the new research on this, which is not new, states that this is about as true, as I said during the break, as it's as likely as you getting hit by a truck on Mars.
So you're saying that the little minnows are not coming out early, according to the scientific research, but we've been told that they do.
Right. So liberals are also terrified of intimate sex, and everybody has to wrap themselves in latex. Now, if you want to use a condom, I would use a natural thing, which is a little weird because you're actually putting some cadaver sheep's guts onto your willy, but that's your business.
Thanks for the imagery. Super Don, are you okay back there? I haven't heard from you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just listening. That's about all I...
If you want to walk around like some sort of Hannibal Lecter of the bedroom, you're allowed to do that. But, you know, there's some people who don't use condoms and they use other things. They use methods. They have partners who are regular partners. They do the visual inspection. They use coconut oil, which is antibacterial. You know, there is that. You understand? There are antibacterial, antimicrobial, even antiviral things that are now...
Well, there are pH issues as well. We're done for the day anyway. Listen, PG-13, I think this was, but the discussion needs to happen. We do it, and we've got some more healing to go tomorrow. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution Friday, and next week in what? The weekend? Yeah, Asheville, North Carolina. Liam, my friend, thank you. Super Don, thank you. Matt on the board, thank you. Despite what you may have heard, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.